And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I can blow your mind. And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I can blow your mind. Mwah. Yeah, I'm so bad, that's the truth, hey. I guess you're digging the show. Open the door, you want some more. When you wanna leave, let me know. Tell me I'm too crazy, you can't tame me, can't tame me. Tell me I have changed, but I'm the same me, oh same me. And tonight I'm alive in a dollar sign, guaranteed I can blow your mind.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Message from WMFO, your friends right here. Remember this one, folks?
Alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candle. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window, investigating a joint for traps, taking my telephone for text. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. That fool that I ran off the block, or is it that nigga last week that I shot, or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared than a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bailed out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after,
And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
This year, Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the streets. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
I can't make up my mind. Someone has to help me. I never seem to know what to do. I just can't decide for myself. She has told me in so many words that she's still in love with me. She wants me back. She wants me back with her again. She said, why don't you come back home to me? Why don't you come back, come back where you belong? I need you near. Why don't you come back home to me? Why don't you come back, come back? Someone show me which way to go. I need guiding in my choice of what to do. Someone has to help me.
Everywhere I go, you know that love.
Yeah, that's right, folks. That's where George Harrison got the song. That's James Ray with Got My Mind Set on You. This is WMFO. You heard the Zombies, Ghetto Boys, Talking Heads, Dua Lipa, all in that short set. We have lots and lots of more music all in the mind. It's going on in your own mind. And this is changing gears slightly. More mind music. This is Gentle on My Mind on WMFO Medford.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to keep my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds. I had the heat stains that have dried up on some love. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking.
Together walking.
It's just knowing that the world will not be cursed or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and fell. That you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. And for hours you were just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, a tear that joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you, walking in the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cold in some train yard. My beard erupting cold pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands around the tin can, I pretend to hold it to my breast and find that you're waving from the back door by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
I'm on the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in. Say I'm falling behind, can you read my mind?
This album has been made possible through grants from the following organizations: the Institute for Yahtzee Theory, the Society for the Preservation of Spanish Rice, the Bank for People on Horseback, the Ancient and Honorable Order of Pricks, the International House of Cream and Sugar, Local 12 of the Ballbusters Union, the Laser Enema Foundation, and the National Society of Total Peckerheads.
Coglione, oh, dai, 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 dai. table or rub two coins together in my pocket for good luck. Cause how far can you walk in a night so restless? Though the moon may cross from horizon to horizon, change your mind. You can change your mind.
My trouble, got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombas. Know my doctor? What a doctor. Oh, I called him last week. I told him, Doc, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest.
Yeah. are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Of the Brigands, and you're listening to Vin on Acoustic Ceiling, Saturday, 4 to 5 p.m., WMFO in Medford.
Blind to friends, but you can't really blame them for clutching at straws, for needing some truth in our morals and laws. Some people say that the revolution will descend on this madness and this confusion, but with all of the privileged post and preach, and the promise of the one is still out of reach. And slew and a war self-righteousness, like a medal on his inflated chest. He hated all people for breaking his rules, looked down with his face on the cowards and the fools. He lived like a king in his castle of stone, and sneered at the man who were hard for his own. He knew all the right words and all to defend, and would be the conviction, the working man's friend. Contaminating minds, they judge and jury too, oh no. But contaminating minds, them blind to the truth.
Fading in the background is UB40 with Contaminated Minds. Before that was the Yardbirds. We heard Widespread Panic. We even heard Camper Van Beethoven. John Kill was in there. The Killers were in there. And Elvis Presley was in there. Right now, we're going to change gears a tiny bit. But this is a real treat. And I hope you turn this one up. I hope you enjoy it. It's beautiful singing. It's a voice that really knocks you out, and it's a lovely song. It's a song that Tom Paxton wrote, and he even says it. He'll admit it. He said this is the very best song he ever wrote, and it's called The Last Thing on My Mind, and the version we're going to hear is Jose Feliciano's version, and it is absolutely gorgeous. Enjoy. The rundown's coming up in just a little bit. Here's Jose Feliciano with The Last Thing on My Mind.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wing of an eye, my soul is turning. In your hand, in your hand, are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? Well, I could have loved you better. I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that was the last thing. Will I plenty for going. This I know, this I know.
This is WMFO in Medford, and it's time for the rundown. Here are all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Sailing second half, from 5 to 6. We started the 5 o'clock hour off with Dua Lipa with Blow Your Mind Moi from Dua Lipa. And then it was The Talking Heads with Mind from Fear of Music. We heard Ghetto Boys with Mind Playing Tricks on Me from We Can't Be Stopped. We heard The Zombies with I Can't Make Up My Mind from Zombie Heaven, Begin Here in Singles. Then it was James Ray with the George Harrison song, I should say the James Ray song, I've Got My Mind Set on You from Jerry Granahan from on Caprice Records. We heard Elvis Presley with Gentle on My Mind from Elvis in Memphis. The Killers were in there with Read My Mind from Sam's Town. We heard John Keel with Reading My Mind from Hobo Sapiens. Camper Van Beethoven gave us Change Your Mind from our beloved Revolutionary Sweetheart. We heard Widespread Panic with Send Your Mind from Widespread Panic. The Yardbirds gave us Rack My Mind from Ultimate. UB40 snuck in there with Complicated Mind from a UB40 album. I'm not sure which one. I'll find out. And Jose Feliciano gave us The Last Thing on My Mind from Feliciano. And in the background is John Coltrane with Stardust from Stardust. And that's everything you heard from 5 o'clock until 6. ¶¶ Okay, everyone, thank you very much for listening. It was a great honor / treat to play all this music for you. And I appreciate all the phone calls. Call the next DJ. It's 855-915-9636. And the next DJ will play anything that you want to hear. Remember, folks, the two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. This is WMFO Medford. Thank you.